Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
54 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
52 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
52 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
52 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
53 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
50 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
50 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Fog.
50 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Fog.
50 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Sunny.
57 degrees. Node 45192. Connection failed. Node 2000. Connected to node 502018. Node 502018. Node 2000. Monitor. Node 2000. Disconnected.
96NU, testing the capabilities of All-Star.
Node 502018, repeat only. Node 47185, connected to node 502018.
KB6NU.
Node 47185, disconnected. Node 502018, repeat only.
KB6NU.
Node 45192, connection failed. Node 47185, connected to node 502018.
KB6NU.
Node 47185, disconnected.
KB6NU.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 73 degrees.
This is KB6NU. Was ever calling is just not quite making the repeater. You know, I'm sorry. I just can't copy. Radio on, and if you can get a little closer or whatever, feel free to give me another buzz.
Node 550241. Connection failed. Node 29600. Connection failed. Node 2245.
Yeah, it's just like taking two, another amateur, except it's not zero, completely two, zero, radio related.
1 8. Node 4101.
Oh, okay.
Disconnected.
What is the not radio related stuff on there?
Well, I mean, I guess in the weed it's related, but why do I need to know the that electrons are arranged in a what type of pattern around a nucleus? How does that relate to me being able to do my job? Let's see, what else can I find on here? Bohr's atomic
node 2245 disconnected.
The rest of the
body
with the energy.
Node
2 4 6 2 connected. Node 5 0 2 0 1 8. This is one of those special, special days. That's it for me, KG7. Thank you.
Good morning,
node
Mary.
Three,
good to hear from
Big
Danny
today.
Zero, okay, two, let's go to Jack in Victoria, V7DFJ.
Node 3 8.
Good
three,
morning,
Christmas. 8 4 0 2 connected.
But this morning
no,
we got sunshine, blue skies, sunshine. The barometer is at 10:21. The temperature is 57 degrees. Winds are calm here. They're east 9 at Race Rocks, and the visibility is about 20 miles. The Olympics are there, but they're a little hazy, but not bad. And we're looking at sunshine and 81 degrees today, tomorrow, and into Saturday and Sunday. So it looks like a great weekend, etc. So we're going to just get out and enjoy it. And everybody take care and have a good one. E7DFJ.
Node 2462 disconnected.
Is there somebody trying to listen to that or something? Give it up to your.
Yeah, it's KB6N.
Okay, well, I just heard a bunch of PTMF and never heard anybody identify, so I was trying to figure out what was going on. Turn it back on if that's what you want to listen to.
Well, I was just getting around to identifying. And, I'm just playing around here.
Okay, nope. Carry on. Like I said, I just heard DPMS. It's kind of an odd net. Didn't recognize the node numbers, so. Carry on. I'll be listening. Give me an SWR. Sorry about you.
Who's that other station? Yeah, I mean, that sounded like a weather net. I generally don't like to give weather reports when I'm on ham radio, but that seemed all about weather reports.
Yeah, that's what I heard for the 30 seconds or whatever you were connected. All right, so it sounds like you're not having any problems getting out there on any weather net. That's all you email.
Yeah, so I figured out how to do it, and that was kind of amusing. I put out a post on the amateur radio subreddit about finding active active nodes, because my first couple attempts were unsuccessful. And some guy pointed me to the webpage on the All-Star link that shows repeaters in any nodes, I guess, that are connected. So that one in Seattle, the WeatherNet, was one that looked promising.
Well, here's something else to consider. Our communications are perfect. I don't hear any dropouts at all right now.
Yeah, I was going to mention that too. It sounds real good to me.
Well, that makes Sunday night even more confusing as to why we're doing the dropouts then, but nothing now. Yeah, everything that came through All-Star and between us and Jeff is excellent.
You know, I'm just going to throw this out. Maybe there's a flaky cable somewhere.
Well, possibly, but there's nobody up there touching anything. It's, I guess with a flaky cable, you don't necessarily have to be there touching it, but, yeah, I guess it's probably worth replacing a couple of things.
Yeah, I don't know how the system's configured, so I can't say for sure, but... I don't know if I've ever mentioned this to you, but my theory about electronics problems is 80% of the time it's either a cable or a connection somewhere.
Yeah, I agree. And some of the nets that have been held on the repeater, I've not heard any problems. So I guess if it was a connection problem, I would have heard it then also, but... It's always Sunday night for some odd reason. I wonder if there's something that goes on in the mechanical room that's interfering with us now.
Yeah, I suppose that's a possibility. Hey, and another matter, so I'm monitoring the VE guys. They're talking amongst themselves about being able to do the testing on October 4th, or 5th, I forget what the exact date is. But it sounds to me like they're going to be able to do it. Now, whether or not they want to announce that at the meeting tonight, I'll leave that up to you, because they haven't got, six test VEs lined up. But I would guess that they will be able to.
Well, I haven't checked the email. 20 minutes or so, but the last one I saw, the Ralph said he was not able to do that, but you're saying there's now at least some assembly of a group?
Right, James says, AHF, I don't know if he met him, he said he'd be able to do, to be the head VE, and Dinesh said he'd be able to attend, so that's two, and I could always be number three, so... then they only have to find three or four more people. So, I guess that they're going to be able to do it. Although I can't say 100% sure.
Well, it is on the agenda list with a TV by the course announcement. So, sure, you have a student. I'll let the students know that they can go ahead and spread the word.
All right, well, that'd be good. That would be good, because I'm always up for teaching a class at this time of year, because...
Yeah, your last transmission was all broken up. Are you walking around somewhere, or out to sleep?
No, I think probably... How's this?
Well, that was better.
I'm just in my office with my HT, and I think probably the antenna was between the repeater and the metal frame of my window. So I moved a little bit.
Yeah, much better. All right, so then I think the bottom line is I don't know what happens on Sunday night. I'll email Pat right now. And I think Jeff is probably still monitoring the ground. So
you may have some ideas.
Good morning.
All right, guys. Now, talk to you. Well, club meeting tonight or Sunday night. KGHOAS. All right. See you, John. 7-3. KB6 at nuclear.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, mostly sunny, 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly sunny, 83 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, 0 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 84 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 77 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly cloudy, 79 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, partly sunny, 78 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, mostly cloudy, 74 degrees.
This is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor.
Good evening, 21 hours, partly cloudy, 80 degrees. Evening, 22 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
71 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours.
Partly cloudy.
69 degrees.